order. I'll start with the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Get attendance and roll call, please.
Shire?
Here.
Brink? Demoline? Todd?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Approval of the agenda?
Do we need to excuse?
Take a motion.
Oh, my bad.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second to excuse Ms. Demoline. Can I get a roll call, please?
Brink?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Now can I get the approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Brink?
Yes.
I don't see any count, anyone from public present. New business, ordinance 072024, first reading.
Ordinance 072024 is an ordinance to make permanent appropriations for Village of Delta for the year 2024 as emergency.
All right, so the ordinance you have before you is essentially the same ordinance with the only changes being tracked and highlighted under capital. And so it would be the same one that you approved in November. The additions in capital for the cemetery, we had $25,000 in there to replace the garage that's rotting, that we store the mowers and everything in. We added another $12,000 to that. The estimates that I have to make the needed repairs to the monument, and then also utilize that same brick that we're going to put around the base to redo the front pillars where you come in. The estimate for that work came in at just over $24,000. We've gotten a commitment between the Legion, the Sons of the Legion, and the Eagles to cover $12,000 of that. So we added the other $12,000 on there so we can get that work done this year also. Under transportation, the first one is water department, and that is for the new vehicle, the one new vehicle we do have, and one additional vehicle, which is probably going to end up being a mid-size pickup truck for Caleb. So he has transportation also. Under the $35,000, the next one is the sewer department, and that's for an additional vehicle out there. So we'll have two vehicles out at the sewer department. And then under the next one is street department. We actually reduced that by $20,000 because we had put $20,000 in there just to see if we could figure out a new chassis for the one dump truck and reuse the box. But when we started actually looking into it, it doesn't look like that's going to end up being that much of a savings at all, because the one estimate that we got right now, it's within $10,000 of just buying a whole new truck. So we're going to look at that a little bit longer. We took that $20,000 back out. So the remaining $120,000 is for the new tractor that's on order. And tractor and more for it that we had put in there before. No, I'm sorry, the new tractor and the roof, replacing the roof on the street department building. That's what that $120,000 is for. And then the downtown capital, we took that $100,000 in spending out because I don't think that we should continue to spend a little here and there at least this year, because I'd like to try to get grant dollars to do an entire streetscape in the uptown area to really do it nice. So I took that $100,000 in spending back out.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
At the bottom of that page where you took out the $100,000?
Yep.
Section 16 is called Enterprise Fund, and then it says Comma Water Fund. You don't have a page. It's the top of the page is land and buildings.
It's where the strike through is for the downtown capital, it's right underneath that.
It's section 16.
Yeah, so that would just be a, that's a separate fund that's set up under the water fund.
I don't remember it ever being called Enterprise Fund.
I didn't change that at all.
That might be the fund type.
Yeah, yeah, because section 17 is Enterprise Fund Sewer Fund 502. So it might just be the type of fund it is.
Okay.
You said the street department needs a roof?
Yes.
The steel building?
Yep, that metal building. Evidently that's, was known when it was purchased.
I'm assuming it has a steel roof on it.
It is a metal roof. The biggest issue is where the roof and like the seam where the regular roof and that hip roof comes off the side, that right there is the biggest issue.
Well, I'm glad we made it through the steel price increase and back before we did it.
Yeah, and actually, the estimate that we got, we had held off on it last year. We had one estimate, and I had Bob get a couple additional, and the estimate that we're going to go with ended up being about $40,000 less than what we were going to pay for it last year.
I got a question. With all these vehicles that we're buying, are the vehicles that we're getting rid of then, or?
No. We didn't have enough vehicles for the number of employees that we needed, basically.
We got rid of.
I want to say it was like 7 vehicles were gotten rid of in the past couple of years and not replaced.
So is our intent to have a vehicle for every employee?
That needs it. So we have the 2 employees out at the wastewater plant. We only have the 1 vehicle, so it's really a waste of labor if they always have to be in the same vehicle. And it's the same for Matt and Caleb.
Do they leave the area? Like, do they leave that wastewater plant?
Oh, yeah, they take care of all of the lift stations and everything else out in town. So actually what we're looking at for them, I'm waiting on the quote, but we're actually looking at a enclosed cab Kubota, because that would be small enough to utilize at the plant for hauling things around it. And then it's also got the top speed, I think, of 25 or 30 miles an hour, so they can come out into town in it.
And they're not driving these home at night?
Absolutely not.
We are keeping the count of it, correct? That's going to be used for meters or something?
Right now, the plan is to utilize that for Ginger when she goes out and reads meters.
Okay, then my next question. Parks and Recreation, $108,000. We don't have a swimming pool, what would?
That's operation and maintenance and everything, that's not pool. So that's wages, equipment, and that's what was, I didn't change anything on that from what was approved in November. So that's gonna, like, our summer help comes out of that, for the mowing and everything like that. So all of those wages. And then a portion of that covers whoever from the street department now that will basically take over Caleb's, what Caleb did in the summertime with the parks and that, and kind of manage it. So a majority of that $108,000 is wages.
And this is, that's still satisfied without the additional levy that failed?
Correct.
And then for our general fund, how come we have so much in expenses there, all that payroll?
A lot of general fund is payroll, but general fund, like when you're looking at it here, that's gonna include, that would have included anything we budgeted to do streets. Basically anything that wasn't specifically put in under capital that's being spent in the village comes out of your general fund. So that's a majority of our spending.
Do we currently have plans for the $74,000 left over from the pool fund?
Nope.
Okay.
I guess the plan would be to leave that money alone until we make a decision on what we want to do. Do we want to invest in trying to get some plans and estimates drawn up to replace it? I mean, that can be spent on that kind of stuff, but for right now, we just plan on leaving it right there.
I don't think we can take it out.
We would.
Because that money was collected from the levy.
Right, it's gotta be used for something in that space, whether.
Unless we decided that, I mean, if we decided that we absolutely don't ever want to even talk about a pool issue again and that we're not gonna need it, we would have to apply to the state auditor.
Right.
To allow us to move that money into a different fund.
If they wanted to do a splash pad or something like that, that could be used for that.
Yep.
The water tower, is that the one over on Jefferson?
Yes. The one that's the, because I think there's two.
302.
Yeah, that's the one on Jefferson, so that expense we're looking at would be to get the required inspection done on that again this year. We have to get one of those every 5 years, I believe.
Are we due for another one already?
Yep.
Gave us 7 years on the last inspection, I think it was.
I know there was some confusion because Brad paid to get an assessment.
Yeah.
When he was looking at replacing it, but that assessment only referenced that prior inspection. It wasn't actually an inspection.
Okay. So, in the grand scheme of this budget here,
Yeah, the money's there.
That's why I did this though.
Yeah, so it's not like we're spending more than we have.
We're spending more than this.
Our anticipated revenue.
That you got.
This year, but we're not spending more money than we have.
Oh, I see. So the fund balance.
Is what was.
Covers this.
Yeah, that's, those funds, that was the balance in those funds at the end of December.
Yeah.
And then the next two columns are the budgets, revenues and expenses for 2024. And the difference between the budget to revenues and expenses is that third, fourth column. And then the last column is the difference, if you take the fund, the beginning balance plus the revenues minus the expenses, that's what the ending fund balance would be.
Now, does this.
Thank you.
Have figured in raises for this year?
Yeah, we've already taken those. I mean, we've done, it was just a few employees that we talked about.
Okay, so like at the end of the year, like what we usually do in October, November?
Those will be on next year's budget then.
I think it's in here, Tony, because that's the way Stephanie would have done it. And so she would have taken that into account. Like the bonuses or.
Right.
Not necessarily a salary increase, because if we do a salary increase in like December, it won't be effective till January 1st.
Right.
And we decided just to leave everything alone for the, at this point, for the office personnel. Because Stephanie had her salary budgeted throughout there, but it should cover.
More than cover.
What happened with Marlene and Jenna.
Right.
And Ginger's.
When the Parks Committee met on Tuesday, sorry, Park Board, they wanted to know if we were still budgeted to take care of the dog waste collection areas and the water filling stations, and then the dugout, temporary dugouts. Is that able to be covered in your budget?
So there would be money in there. I believe we talked about the water filling stations. That would be part of that $108,000.
Okay.
But the temporary dugouts and that would not have been put in this, but we can handle those if we need to under supplemental appropriations.
This final column here, the fifth column, that's pretty much, that's fundable money that's not spoken for, per se. Correct?
That's what we should end the year with as far as.
Yeah.
Right.
But that money can be used for things.
Yeah.
Needed. Yeah. Unforeseen expenses.
Yeah, but if you'll notice, the general fund's going down.
Yeah, so a lot of the water treatment and wastewater stuff can't be pulled from, except for uses in that because of the enterprise style. So like, if you're looking at this bottom right one that's 4.2 million, that number, certain things can only be used for certain things in there. Like, we can't transfer water funds to the general fund. So that's, the 126,000 is the available funds for the general fund.
What's this?
And I just noticed your mic isn't on, Andy.
Oh, sorry.
What's this water reserve nature fresh?
So That should be, when that contract was signed, so much for every 100 cubic feet sold or Nature Fresh buys on the raw water line, so much of that has to get put into this fund until this fund reaches.
Oh, is that the one that's gotta reach like $1 million?
I don't think it's a million, I think it's 150,000, if I remember right. And then that money is basically for maintenance or anything like that on that line. That was all under the contract.
That's not revenues estimated at the maximum usage rate. That's just a flat agreed upon number.
So much per 100 cubic feet.
Yeah.
So much of the bill they pay gets put into this fund under that agreement.
What's the fire fund? How do we use that?
I don't know. My guess would be that money is what we use for any kind of maintenance or anything like that we have to do to that building.
Yeah, the revenue is the money we would get from York Township for basically running the building. It's what we used to use when we had to pay for the fire services,
right,
and all that stuff. We had a fire fund.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we just, and so the revenues would be the rent. And then if there were any expenses, it would be for,
like, if the building needed new ceiling tiles in the base, it would come out of that fund.
Yeah.
Just throwing that one out there.
Yeah, in fact, I've had a couple conversations with Jeremy, and everything's in obviously preliminary stages, but they're at a point where they're going to have to try to figure out how we do some kind of cooking and sleeping quarters in there. So we'll probably be looking at that throughout this year to see if we can get a plan together.
So are they big for full? Is that for full time?
Yep.
Just not volunteer anymore.
Well, it's going to be a combination.
EMS.
Combination department. We'll have full time and volunteer still.
The combined sewer overflow, is that for that one that goes out to that?
That's the big pond you built.
The cement thing?
Yep.
Huh?
The basin?
Yeah, cement swimming pool.
Yep.
I don't know why we want to swim in that.
Not me.
Why is there so much in there? I mean,
that fund builds up. That's that $3.
The DT on the water bills. It's the debt service charge.
So I think it's like $3 and some odd cents of the sewer bill goes directly to the combined sewer overflow. And that pays the debt service.
$3.78.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pays the debt service, but then that fund also builds up. We can use those monies anytime we're doing a separation project. So if we're separating any of the combined, any of the area of the village that's still combined, sanitary and storm in the same lines, anytime we're separating them, we can use those funds to do that.
Three or four.
So that could help us out on Fernwood Street, right? Because Fernwood's not separate.
Correct.
Okay.
Because we have to get those plans and the whole survey and everything updated, so we can start applying for funding on Fernwood again. So that's what they're doing right now.
Do we have a timeline on EPA compliance on stormwater separation?
So far, we are not under orders to separate that. All that money spent on the CSO basin was to basically delay us getting ordered to, but we will still be ordered to separate everything eventually.
Is that CSO basin sizable to separate the entire village, like someday, or will it need to be increased?
Well, as more of the village gets separated, the need for that will be less.
Now, do we have to figure anything in for like these new subdivisions that we got coming up?
Nope. That's all gonna be in those TIF agreements.
So about, out of all these negative numbers that we got here, the only thing that we could really make a difference in is the capital one, by not getting a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the general fund, that's pretty much
how we operate.
How we operate. The
We won't be collecting anything on the pool fund, so it's gonna consistently just be a negative until it's gone.
Correct.
So.
Because there'll be no revenue coming into it.
Right. Well, but see, this $96,000 for the demolition, so we've already got that money.
Right, we've got it. It's just that's always gonna be in the red now for
Well, it won't be in the red, it won't be on next, well, the only thing that would be there next time might be a balance.
Any money we do spend out of that's gonna show up as red, because we don't have any revenue coming into it.
Right.
That's not the cost of the demolition, is it?
That more than covers the cost of the demolition.
Yeah, it was like 72 or 74.
So it's gonna come in fact, when Lynn asked that, reminded me, we haven't got a final bill on that. I gotta call them and get it. It's gonna be a little bit higher, because they had to, we had all but like the last 2 feet of fill, so that we're gonna have additional expense on that, but it's.
They brought in sand, didn't they?
Since it was the last 2 feet, I would guess it would be, maybe some of it was sand, but.
I thought I saw yellow sand over there.
Yeah, I mean, at least the last foot should be. At least the last foot should be.
From when they built the distribution center.
So them coming back in the spring is included in it?
Yeah, if they gotta come back and touch anything up, it'd be all included already.
Is there any more questions or concerns?
Not for me.
We need to make a motion to make a final and first reading.
Make a motion to pass as emergency.
I have a motion and a second. Can I get roll call, please?
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to get final first reading.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Okay, roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Thank you.
Does anyone here have any questions regarding today's proceedings? The next regular scheduled council meeting will be Monday, April 1st at 5:30 p.m. Can I get it? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second, roll call please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.